Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is I Love Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Funny Bone in a mall town in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, boy, this is exciting. Such an exciting day. Saturday, July 7th, let's call it. Sounds about right. Who's going to see Taylor Swift at the Shoe tonight? For reals? You guys just humoring me? Because that's what I'm doing. And I'm excited that they call the Ohio Stadium the Shoe. It's just fun, because at first it doesn't make any sense. And then we have it explained to you, you go, okay. All right, that sounds legit. All right, here's a question more of you can answer in the affirmative. Who brought name tags? Oh, yeah. You son of a bitch. You see that piece of shit name tag? Look at this goddamn. He just wrote Danimal House. Not even National Lampoon's Danimal House. Just to piss me off even more. But good luck with that. I got a couple of guests that might pick that. But it looks like there's lots of good ones. Mad Mike is back there. And Call Me By Your Name Tag is pretty hilarious. What's this big hero, Nicole? And that's, what is that character?
Fred.
Huh?
Fred.
Fred? Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I thought so, but I wanted to make sure. The Stein is covering up his face. All right, Attack of the 6 Foot Julie. Lots of good ones. I think lots of opportunities for to be chosen today, because I've got four guests. And yeah, and I'm excited to get them out here. But first, what everybody's more excited for, Doug plugs. Tomorrow, we're taking this show to Cincinnati. I'm going to do a stand-up at 4:20 and a Douglas Movies taping at 8 o'clock at Go Bananas. And yeah, you thought Funny Bone was a silly name. Go Bananas, everybody. And then Tuesday night, it's my annual 7:10 Dabs Day show. This year, it's going to be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, because I think they're into that sort of thing in Ann Arbor. And then Saturday, July 14th, Douglas Movies returns to wise guys at the Gateway in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is every time I go there, I have a blast. I guess the Mormons just don't come to my show. And that of course, is at 420, which is a Mormon code for you will ascend to heaven. It'd be weird to trick Mormons into coming to my show like it's some sort of religious... Okay. And also, just assume all of my shows, like the one today that you're at now, are at 420, and then won't start right at 420 because I'm busy at 420. And you know what I mean? If you assume that for any of my shows, the worst case scenario, you'll be there 3 hours too early. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Yes, DougLovesMovies.com!
That was a perfect one. You guys nailed it from the corrections department. Gary Coleman is not in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Apologies to the late Mr. Coleman, Pittsburgh, and fish. Let's look at what I've brought you guys for the prize bag. Of course, I have to travel by plane to get to you, so you know there's only so much I can bring, but I try to bring some good items. I got a copy of my CD, Smug Life, which is a double CD. It's still available if you want to purchase it. I don't know why people have CDs anymore. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a Peacemaker Christmassy water pipe, as we like to call them in some places. And then I think maybe the greatest thing in any prize bag ever, a patch that says Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour. Because I have an unboxing video on the internet if you want to watch it. I got this box of stuff because I bought a VIP ticket to see Taylor Swift. And then, so they sent me a bunch of stuff that'll be popping up in prize bags over the next few weeks. I will treasure some of it, but I can give away some of it as well. Let's get my guests up here. What do you say, Columbus? Please give a big welcome to TJ Miller, Cash Levy, Mark Wahlberg, and Jeff Tate. I've already got a few things I need to address. We got comedy and movie legends on this stage, and you guys are chanting Tate. It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
What's that, Jeff? I gave you a mic that doesn't work because I knew this would happen, and I wanted to take you down a peg.
That's only disgusting that you consider comedy stars. And
is there an on-off switch?
Yeah. Is that it?
Go.
There it is.
And you're right.
You found it. It's your mouth. You need to use your mouth.
Get it right.
Turn it on with your mouth.
Oh, it's voice activated. No. How convenient.
Yeah. Such a strange
Why aren't
idea.
They all voice
mics
activated?
Are voice activated.
And he's the one they like the most. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's say hello to you guys individually. Get everybody their own round of applause. Cash Levy's here, everybody.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah! How's it going, dude?
Good. It's great to be here, Doug. This is
you,
great.
You recorded your podcast, Cashing In, with TJ Miller.
That's right.
Let's not talk about him yet, but you did that show with him here today, this very afternoon.
I did. You know,
a 1 o'clock show.
It was a 1 o'clock. It's a common
one-er.
Thing.
It was a one-er.
Yeah, it wasn't a nooner. It was a fucking one-er.
It's like fucking vaudeville. We did a one-er.
But that's good, because that still sounds kind of like a weed thing. Like, oh, you know, I did a one-er in the alley.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it's like the one-hitter. It's when people start the day.
You know, that's what we should call it, a one-hitter.
Yeah, a one-hitter. Yeah.
I love it.
We did a one-hitter today, yeah, 1 o'clock.
But that also just sounds like, you know, you didn't get on base very often. Well, we did a one-hitter today.
We lost the game.
When can people hear that from the Columbus Funny Bones? Yeah. It was an intimate gathering. It was fun.
It really was. It was quite intimate.
There are 12 and a half people.
12 and a half. I did it inside a van. Just traveled around Columbus. It was fantastic. That'll be out next Tuesday.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So listen to that. Cashing in with TJ Miller.
Yeah.
And you headline Thursday and
yeah, I'll be here tomorrow. Sunday. Yeah, tomorrow night
tomorrow
if you want to come back.
The
yeah.
Cool.
Here at the Funny Bone.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I haven't seen you in a while. We did one. I did the show in Kansas City.
That's what I was gonna bring up, yeah.
And that show never aired. And
That was one of the lost episodes where there were audio issues, and you were great on the show. It was great to have you on the show, but it was your first time.
Yeah.
And now finally you're back, and I'm happy that people are going to hear this one, knock on wood.
Right. Cross our fingers. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Doug. Yeah.
Thank you, Cash.
Is this when I give you my gift?
I'll ask for it in a second. Okay. Sitting directly to Cash's left is the co-star of Cash's podcast. It's TJ Miller, everybody.
Hello. Hello, great people. Yeah, thank you for having me.
How are you doing, TJ? Are you having a nice weekend?
It's been ages since I've been on. And yeah, this has been an amazing weekend at the Columbus Funny Bone, right? Isn't this a great place? Like, it's very, very funny.
Wait till we start throwing the donuts because there's netting up there underneath the balcony. It's fun to get it up in there.
I've been hanging at the lids a lot. I don't know if you guys have been to
TJ
the lids.
TJ loves lids, you guys.
This is a new lid that I got today. I'm always down at the lids. I know those dudes, you know, Scott and Brandon, for real. So it's been a good weekend.
You know what? We ran out of interview time. I was going to ask you about Deadpool, but that was better. It was more interesting hearing about
well,
lids.
Okay. Well, look, it's a great lid. Sorry, but it is a great lid. Deadpool 2, you saw it. What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it very much. I wonder, though, what process you go through to have that hair.
It's an hour. Like that? It's like 45 minutes of flat ironing your hair, which is just a ridiculous thing to do, but it looks really funny. And so that's what happens.
The character
so
can I get have up your hair. That would be
right.
All right.
But I get up early and I do the whole flat ironing, and then I put on spectacles, and then I say stupid things about avocados. That's kind of I love Deadpool 2. Like, I was concerned
really
that it
great.
Would not be as good as the first one.
Sure.
And what did you guys think? It's really good, right? It's really good. It was really funny. And it was a different story. Hangover 2 and Hangover 3, right? Weren't they just the same story, kind of?
I mean, with all those things, you kind of that's part of the problem, is you have to sort of repeat yourself because people want more of what they liked the first time. And that's what I loved about Deadpool 2, is there's enough wrinkles and shifts in the story, but still solid jokes all the way through. Because that's the other thing, is you think you'd run out of jokes.
Yeah,
you know?
And they almost had more. It is. It's the Deadpool 2 is the wrinkle in time of Deadpools. I think it was different enough because of the plot and the, you know, the kid was so funny.
Because of the plot.
It was.
Yes, that is largely. What you said, Jeff. You heard him correctly.
Yeah, no, but that's how a thing is different.
Not always. In Hangover, they did it once in America in Las Vegas, and then they did it somewhere in Asia. That's no plot change. That's just a location change, where it's cheaper in the second location.
Right, they didn't change the plot.
No, not really.
So when they changed the plot, it would be different.
Yes.
Which is what just happened. Like, why am I on trial?
No, you're not. Not at all.
You're just always TJ-splaining. It's annoying.
It was different. The plot was different, and I think there were so many jokes. Like, it's worth seeing twice, which is, I think, the test of a great movie.
Sure, yeah. It moves really fast. It's super fun. I saw the double Deadpool and Deadpool 2 on the opening night of Deadpool 2. And, I dare say it's in some ways better than the first one. I'd say the, my biggest disappointment is that you're in it a little less than the first one.
Yeah, but Juggernaut's in it more, stuff. Which is awesome.
Yeah, there's lots of great stuff.
I love Juggernaut. There should have been more of that. Yeah. And they had to make room. They had to make room for so many characters. But the best thing, the best joke, has everybody seen Deadpool 2? I'm going to spoil
You're
going
to blow out the best joke?
Yeah, I'll spoil
there's
it.
There's a lot
sorry.
Of jokes in it.
Yeah. They recruit the X-Force. And then they all jump out of a plane super, like in a super dope Michael Bay style, and everybody dies. Like, it's so fucking funny that it doesn't matter. I just told you, you'll see it and be like, no way. And one of the deaths is a cameo of a very famous other actor that shouldn't be in the movie at all. It's very, yeah, they came up with kind of newer, more meta jokes.
And
so
that cameo is so fast that you kind of sit there for a few minutes going, was that?
Yeah.
You know, they did a really good job of making it so brief. It's almost like, when they used to stick images in between, in between the frames.
Yeah, it's like subliminal.
Subliminal advertising.
Subliminal Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that was the most subliminal Brad Pitt performance ever.
I got on the spoiler train too.
I'm sorry. It was leaving the station. I was like, I got to get on this spoiler train. We also got to introduce everybody else on the panel. You were chanting his name at the beginning. He's a beloved fixture on the show, even if his hat isn't from Lids. It's Jeff Tate, everybody. Cash is looking at me like, what is happening?
From the corrections department, Doug, this is from Lids.
Oh!
Strike for the...
I'm glad I didn't have to bother the corrections department. And we settled it right away.
What does it say
on your hat?
Denver Nuggets?
Yeah. Denver, yeah.
TJ, that was your cue, and that's what you came up with.
Oh, sorry. Denver, yeah! God. Would that it were. That's dope.
See,
that's the old logo,
TJ's
too.
Really sophisticated now. Denver, yeah.
Yeah.
Denver. Taste the Rocky
It's like
Mountain
a bourbon
pie.
Commercial for Denver.
Thanks for coming over to Columbus, Jeff, from Cincinnati.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, did you have a nice trip?
It was nice. There's when you get near Columbus, they got enough road construction. Like, you guys... It feels like they think they're getting the Olympics. At some point, they're like, we got to make all these roads bigger.
Maybe that's for they're getting Taylor Swift tonight. It's a big deal.
Oh, man.
Yeah, local news is all over it. They went to a guy that's just some poor guy that has to just go stand outside the stadium yesterday and just talk about tomorrow Taylor Swift's going to be in the stadium. And he didn't look like a Taylor Swift fan. And they threw it to him, and they're like, you can't get enough Taylor Swift. And he cut to him, and he goes, yeah, I have to shake it off.
Oh, God.
This arena may be a blank space tonight, but tomorrow it will be full. Isn't that one of those songs?
I totally get what you're doing, and I appreciate it, but we have other things to do right now.
The audience did, that was for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they got TJ and Cash had a riff today. What was the one that just kept going and going? Oh, about reptiles.
Reptiles, take a break. Mammals, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Folks, you ever wake up next to your own skin? It's so hot outside. Mammals, take a break. Reptiles, you know what I'm talking about.
I sent one to you, TJ, during the show, but you didn't look at your text. I was
what is it?
Reptiles, is it me or does sitting on a rock feel great? Mammals, sit this one out.
He's so funny. He did our podcast better than us hours ago. It's a fun one.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah,
so,
I don't like eating a club sandwich. You got to dislocate your jaw before you eat it. What am I, boa constrictor? Reptiles? You know what I'm talking about.
See,
mammals?
That's what I'm saying, is the subject would move on and then one of them would do another one. And they just kept doing it.
Hey, milkbag. Sorry, mammals. You guys can get out of here for this one. Reptiles, what are they, fucking filled with milk? Just a jug of milk for kids for 9 months?
Psst, reptiles.
Mammals, come back
in. Get a load of these milky mammals.
You're not finding any of this humorous?
Mark Wahlberg is here!
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Fucking hey, what's up, Columbus?
The air tastes funny. Reptiles, you know what I'm talking about. Mammals, take a break.
Mammals do what?
Take a break.
Take five, mammals. How's it going, Mark? Are you shooting a movie here or something?
Okay. No, dude, you know what I'm in town for?
I'd like to know.
This is a fucking surprise. You guys keep a fucking secret, okay? Dropping in Taylor's show tonight.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
You're going to sing with Tay-Tay?
She's been asking me for 2 fucking years to come sing a song with her. I'm going to walk out on stage and be like, Tay-Tay, before we sing, let's do this. And then I'm going to screen Four Brothers in its entirety.
Wait.
Fucking A, dude.
You're going to take over her Jumbotron and show Four Brothers?
Yes, dude. We got 117 minutes of Four Brothers kicking ass. And then, I'm not even going to sing. I'm just going to leave.
Who are the Four Brothers?
Fuck. I usually don't look at the people in my movies.
Okay, so you're one of the brothers?
Yeah, and Andre...
3,000?
I don't know what number he's up to now. And then
Andre
two other
500.
Dudes. Probably like Ribisi.
Probably? You're guessing who was the other, your
right?
other brothers?
Yeah. And then, I don't know, probably the, what's the guy? The
Let
dude?
Me give you an easier one. Two guns. Who's the other gun?
The dude from Glory.
It's Denzel Washington is his name.
If you say so. The fucking dude from Glory. That's all I know.
Did win an Oscar for that, I think.
Let's bring that shit up.
Oh, sorry. Who won when you were nominated for The Departed?
Not America.
Well, I'm very excited to see you tonight at Taylor Swift, and I appreciate you dropping by the show again today.
Thanks, dude. Enjoy Four Brothers.
I take it back. I'm not excited about it. That'd be the most disappointing purchase of my life.
Are you fucking crazy?
Four Brothers over Taylor Swift?
No, both.
Oh, she'll keep doing her show?
I don't fucking care what she does. I'm just telling you, Four Brothers is screening. So you're paying for Taylor Swift and you get Wahlberg. That's the greatest fucking deal ever.
Right. I'd like you to do a duet with her, but that's cool.
Oh, fuck. I mean, I don't know what I would want to sing with her, though.
That
you know
loud
what?
Song from the beginning of The Departed. You guys should sing that one. Off to Boston.
Or yeah. The theme song from Contraband.
Yeah.
That's just like da 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 da.
That's a good song.
Oh, you thought you were the only person with a gun. Dun dun. I think there's a beast in that.
I didn't know it had words.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys. Let's talk prize bag. Let's start with Jeff Tate there on the end. What do you got for us this time?
I have a copy of my most recent CD called "People Are What People Make Them." It's really funny the whole way. And I got this thing. It's your guy from the show, Pop Funko Pop. Right.
It's a TJ Miller Pop Funko Pop vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, when you told me that we were doing it here and TJ might be on, I was like practicing at home. I was like doing banter.
Oh, you were doing the show with the doll?
Yeah, I would like set him on the next chair over and be like, I just saw Ant, like I pretended I had seen Ant-Man already. And I wanted, like I was like I'll just see how TJ reacts. And every time he was like, that's hilarious. So thanks, man.
You know what? That's
you, hilarious. I could just picture you at home just looking at things, this going, plots are the reason movies are different.
Yeah, yeah, but it, like, that was just a funny way to say it. It's different because of the plot.
Which no, is we
like,
got it. Yeah. We got it.
But I don't know. Are you? It feels like. What about that blank space one? That one fucking didn't get got.
If TJ takes out a Jeff Tate doll right now, I'd be so happy.
Would that I could, but I spend a lot of my time at Liz.
So what do you have to contribute?
That you're sitting on, apparently. Of, again, a CD, and I don't know how one would play this. But it's, or even get it on your computer, but it's the Extended Play EP, which is a fake music album. It's like pop, folk, hip-hop, and it's an EP. It's 41 tracks. Some of the tracks are less than 6 seconds long. But this is a collector's item, and I'm selling them after my shows for $40 cash. For real. So this is what you
giving
win.
Us one
this
free one.
Win.
It's like
yes.
$40 in their hand.
Go sell it outside for $35. I'm out there buying them.
I sell mine for $50.
Cash. Got to do cash.
Pass it over here though, TJ, before we forget.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, I just want to get my hot hands on this $40. Oh, and it's even the packaging's off.
Yeah, so I can sign it, and I also took the CD out, so...
Okay.
Fucking A, dude. That's smart.
Mark Norman was on the show recently, and he brought a gift card from Chipotle for $20, and then later admitted that he didn't bother to put any money on the card.
That's hilarious.
And you get your food before you hand them the card there? So they're gonna.
How
probably...
about Mark Norman fucking over a stranger?
A winner, a stranger who walked out of my show feeling like they're a winner.
And actually, also they get a great story. That's a great story. And then I went, and I ended up having to pay for the fucking Chipotle
right.
because there's no money on the card. Everyone's like, God damn it!
I don't even like Chipotle. I just went because I had a card.
Guys,
I asked him for five beers.
Hey, you wanna grab some lunch at Chipotle? Actually, I got banned. Here's why. Mark Norman gave me a fake, and I don't have any money.
I'm gonna get.
I was unable to pay. Yeah. I asked to work for them, but I was broke completely, and then they wouldn't let me return the food. It ruined my life.
My wife left me over the embarrassment.
I've had enough of you going and spending gift card money that you don't have out there.
This is exactly how it went with the doll. Just back and forth.
It's for Chipotle gift card jokes.
It's important to practice your craft. what do you got, Cash? What do you got for the bag?
Yeah, I got. I picked something up where they're putting me up. Here, the Funny Bone, there's nice enough to put me up. It's The Martian. They're putting me up at a...
fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's a great book. They're putting me up at a used bookstore. And I've never seen The Martian. I read the movie and I watched the book, but I'm going to... combine the two at some point, but who is this character on the front?
That's Matt Damon.
That's Matt Damon. I've seen a Matt Damon movie before. I know a lot about movies. I saw Saving Private Ryan. I felt very disappointed at the end. Felt kind of pissed off when Tom Hanks leaned in and whispered the very end of the movie. Spoiler alert. He leans in and he whispers, "Earn this." And I'm thinking, that's kind of an asshole thing to say to a guy that was offered to leave the war and stayed. He already did fucking earn it, asshole. I thought it was a terrible thing to do. And I think the movie would have been interesting and a little bit more obvious. It would have been more interesting if Tom Hanks had leaned in and said, "You didn't earn this."
That's sort of straightforward.
Yeah, that'd be a whole different type of movie,
but
right?
But earn it is weird because at a certain point he's like, "I'm staying with my platoon. I'm not going."
Yeah,
with
he already
you guys.
Earned it. He already earned it.
No, remember he was gonna. So that is kind of a dick.
Don't you think that ruined the movie? Seriously,
yeah,
Doug, seriously.
I'm just wondering if you picked this Martian book so you could gripe about Saving Private Ryan.
No, it honestly...
I think...
I did use it. Saving Private Ryan book?
I did save it. I did use it as a segue to mention that because it's been pissing me off.
Yeah,
but
he practically jumped up on a segue and ran it around the room.
That was more of a shoehorn, Cash.
Segways? Take a break. Shoehorns? You know what I'm talking about.
I think it would have been great if Tom Hanks leaned in and said, "You've got mail." I want to be big. Then he dies.
I thought of one, but I'm not going to say it.
Come on, you gotta tell us now.
All right, I've got AIDS.
Oh no!
I take it back. Jenny's got AIDS.
That's on the director's cut.
That's way better than my
terminal
joke.
No, I take it back. Wilson's got AIDS. All right, that's not fun, you guys. Mark, you've been waiting patiently.
What's up, Doc?
What did you bring for the prize bag?
I went into Donnie's room. And I took three great movies from three genres. We have drama, and it is... The Fighter.
Okay.
What's that say on there? Right under there?
One of the year's best films.
Fucking A, dude. Then I brought in Lone Survives a Lot. Working title for Lone Survivor.
Yeah, it's called Lone Survivor now.
And then I brought in the other guys. Fucking comedy.
Okay.
One of the year's four brothers.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, dude. You're welcome, audience.
That's a lot better than a Chipotle gift card that's empty.
Could you imagine not having money? Poor Mark Norman.
How much did you pay him to be on here? Wouldn't it have been cheaper to bring in Michelle Williams?
Oh, I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
It probably would have been cheaper, but it wouldn't have been better. Everything I do now, I have to call Michelle and be like, what are you getting? What do you get for this? Okay, well, now you're going to get more because I'm getting more. So Michelle wins. Don't feel bad for her.
You guys think you're going to work with her a lot?
M-Dub?
Yeah, that's who we were talking about.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't pick the people, nor do I care who they pick. I just show up.
All right, so it's going to be hard for her to get that salary the same as you if you're not working together.
Yeah, but I mean literally anything.
She can just call you, I got a job, I'm getting paid this, and then you'll...
I'll be like, let me
demand
call.
She gets more.
Exactly. I'll be like, how much would you guys pay me? And then obviously that's a shit ton of fucking money. And then I say, that's what you got to pay Michelle. And they're like, you're not even in this. I'm like, I could be if I wanted to.
I bet you don't even know how much money you made.
Well, last year I made $69 million.
But you read it in a magazine.
I do not read magazines.
You were like on the top of the Forbes list of actors.
Yeah, I got a lot of high fives that day, and that's what I was. And I was like, what did The Rock make? And they were like, less, and I'm like, that's all that fucking matters. Or as I like to call The Rock, my employee.
Well, I guess everybody works for you. You're number one.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
The Rock has his review next month. I make him do a review for Ballers.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you think you need to work on, Rock? Because I think everything. And I high five Cordry.
I got a question I like to ask all the panelists before moving on to the games portion of the show. And Jeff knows what the question is, so answer it, please.
I saw Lost in London.
Well, that was the last movie you saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Hulu now, but it's this fucking crazy movie Woody Harrelson made that was shot in one long take.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's great, though. I don't know how it's good, but it's good. Like, it shouldn't be. I watched it thinking it was going to be a fucking nightmare, and it just seems like a regular movie. Like, it doesn't even seem like a game. Like, it's good. It's surprisingly good.
What's
it's
the whole movie? Just him asking for directions?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of stuff happens. I don't want to give it away, but things happen. There are obstacles overcome.
Plots are different than other plots.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not really like any of the Hangover movies.
It's like this movie. Have you seen the movie Victoria?
Yeah,
it's a Spanish movie. It's one take. Yeah. It's very impressive. They would have had to rehearse it, right? Did they do Birdman like that or no?
Birdman was like 6 takes over the course of the whole film, I think.
But this movie was shot
maybe 10
in like 90 minutes 14. And broadcast live to some theaters last year, and now it's on Hulu, and it's fucking good. And I saw Uncle Drew, and that's in theaters now, and they made it over like a month. They took like a whole month to make that, and it's really funny.
Okay.
Those are
great recommendations from Jeff. Yeah, if you want to be mad at Jeff Tate, watch either of those things. Yell at him on Twitter. Yeah.
I mean, he sings the Cheers theme song. Of course I love it. He plays himself in Lost in London.
And he sings the song at one point?
Yeah, he's trying to convince a bouncer that he was on TV.
That's pretty funny.
That people have to do that?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine trying to convince someone who you are. I just get nodded everywhere. For the listener at home, I'm doing it.
Oh, you got the same initials as Michelle Williams. I just figured that out. You guys are both MW.
That's where my towels went.
TJ, what was the last movie you saw?
Well,
I wish there was a movie called that.
The joke one. Yeah, that's most Avengers films or whatever. I saw Whitney, half of the documentary about Whitney Houston, and I also saw Deadpool 2.
Same title, both movies.
Were you, okay, all right.
You know what? I'm doing it.
Oh, he dropped the mic, you guys. He did it.
Oh my God.
I don't even totally understand it, but I know that it was funny, I guess.
You will when you watch the second half of that documentary.
I got a question, Jeff, for TJ. So you watched half of Whitney when I'd rather be watching me right now and then watch Deadpool 2 again?
No, I mean, I'm not really in Deadpool 2.
Why'd you only watch half of Whitney? Hate sad endings?
No, because it was good. Then I was like, I should wait and watch it with Kate, so we'll watch it next week or something like that.
Yeah, just make a nice romantic evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely switch it up so that it's difficult to make fun of the fact that I'm a good person and I'm trying to be a great husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the same thing with my wife. We watched Schindler's List, and
and that's it.
It's romantic.
Did you recall the last movie you saw, Cash?
Yeah, you know, it's a movie titled Saving Private Ryan. And here's the thing that really upsets me about that movie.
I'm glad to hear you weren't
movie.
Carrying your anger about
here's,
it for years.
Here's
it
the thing.
Just happened.
Earn this? That is bullshit. Now, I don't have a lot of time to watch movies. I've been watching a lot of old trailers, and that's one of my favorite things. Because I love how they mash things up in trailers. I just, my favorite trailer, and see if you know which one this was.
Okay.
When he says, rule number one, how do we know you're not a cop?
Rule number one,
how do I know you're not a cop?
Okay.
Fight Club.
Sean Connery.
I think that's a funny...
Fight Club.
Yeah, that's not a rule.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're quibbling again.
Yeah, I just thought they should mix things up in the trailer. He couldn't have said that in the trailer. He couldn't have said that in the movie, could he have? Rule number one, how do I know you're not a cop? That's a question. That's not a rule. So, rule number one, how do I know this is Mark Wahlberg?
Because I fucking said it, dude. And you're looking at me.
But yeah, there's no...
but that wouldn't be a rule.
There's no rules with Mark Wahlberg, that's for sure.
Fucking A.
But What movie is this you're talking about?
It was the one
with supposed to be
yeah.
obvious?
Yeah, no, I don't think. Well, I think you might. I thought you might remember it, so I just wanted to stump you on the show before I get shut out.
I like the trailer for that Wesley Snipes movie where there's been a murder at the White House. It's called the movie's called 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and he's on the phone with somebody in the trailer. He goes, "There's been a murder at the White House."
He doesn't laugh, does he?
Yeah. Which, no, he doesn't. which changes all the rules. It's
yeah.
Like, what?
That's what he says.
No, it's still a murder. Like, it's still... Everything isn't changed. It's unusual it happened at the White House. That's for damn sure.
Everyone can wear
well, you guys,
on their head.
You guys are clearly not constitutional scholars. It turns out if there is a murder in the White House, then stealing things is allowed. So the rules do change, you guys. I've studied the Constitution.
It's like a mini purge in the White House if somebody
yes.
dies there?
All stealing is legal for one night. Go steal things.
I saw Sicario. I did say Day of the Soldado.
Oh yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. It's okay. really good. Have you guys seen it or no? Not really that many people have seen it. It's great. I'm worried that not a lot of people are going to see it because there's too much stuff
it's,
to
you
see.
You know, it doesn't have Emily Blunt, which is a big selling point of the first Sicario.
Yeah.
And but those guys are great. Benicio del Toro and Josh Brolin. Your buddy Josh Brolin.
Yeah, we're the best of friends.
Did you guys get along?
We talk about surfing all the time. What is weird is, Mark, you don't remember, but I've been at your house a couple times, and I basically feel like I'm on your payroll as the jester, and you are a king. Do you remember?
What movie were we in?
To be honest,
Mark, I know it all. Figure it out, dude. We were in.
I don't even
fuck, what's that robot movie?
You've done a few of those.
I know, Transformers, Get Out of My Dark Moon's Dark Side.
Transformers, Get Out of My Dark Moon, Dark Side.
Get Out of My Dark and Into My Moon?
No, I think it...
Solar Systems, you know what I'm talking about.
It was a long title.
Solar Systems. I've been meaning to ask you guys, how come you didn't just call it Transformers with the number 4 and like put a number 4 in the middle? Like
Transformers.
Like, yeah, it was like the fourth one. Like, that would have been perfect.
Fuck!
I know.
I gotta go make a phone call.
What are you gonna do? Buy a DeLorean?
No.
Go back and fix this thing?
No.
If you do, I got a couple things I need to revisit.
You guys can borrow my DeLorean.
You got a DeLorean?
Of course I got a DeLorean. I bought it for Donnie to look at. Literally, I put it up too high. He can't even touch it.
It just looks. Oh, look at
it's like,
it.
That's going to hang up there, okay? And if you're a good boy, someday you'll get to touch it.
What was the last movie you saw, Mark?
I saw the documentary Three Identical Strangers.
Oh. Yeah. Some people noticed. Yes.
Did you see it, Tom?
No.
It's a fucking trip, dude.
Yeah, what happens in it? Don't give away too much, but...
Yeah, I'll just tell you a little bit.
What's the premise?
There's a boy who goes to college, because somebody tricked him into that. And then he gets there and finds out there's another boy there that looks exactly like him. And it's because it's his twin brother. And then that becomes a big news story. And then there's a third little boy in New York. And then that boy says, I think those are my two brothers. And they find out there's three of them. And the idea that there could be two more of me out there, and then I would have to kill those two people, fucking blew my mind, dude. It's really
fucking good. You definitely would not let them live?
Lone survivor, bro. I'm not fucking... I'm like the Highlander of people. There's not... But dude, that fucking movie, those dudes find that out, and then I'm gonna tell you right now, twists and turns, y'all. That fucking movie gets trippy. It's good though, check it out. And they went on Phil Donahue.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. That's how you know it's serious.
He was very serious.
Human Flow, that's another documentary, Human Flow.
Yeah, what's that about?
By Ai Weiwei. No, I wish it was about rappers. It's about human smuggling. That's an interesting one. Oh, sorry. No, I'm not a fan either, Doug.
No, I can't believe you came on here and you say you love movies about human smuggling.
You know,
it's weird.
I'm not a fan of it, but and then I watched the propaganda machine about North Korea, and that is fascinating. You should see that. It's on Netflix. It's fascinating because they make a pretty good case. Well, I'm going to stop talking immediately. Is what I've decided.
I love it.
To do.
I love it. Just see that movie and figure out what TJ thought about it. You could probably put it together, and or maybe in some of his tweets.
It's a good one, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that concludes that part of the show. You guys did a great job. You all remembered the last movie you saw, gave us some great recommendations. I could hardly remember any of them. But since we're friends, I'll reach out and get those titles from you again. What's the Woody Harrelson thing called? London?
Lost in London.
Lost in London. Okay. And turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! We got lots of great name tags. Lots of them. Tough choices. Go grab the one you want to play for. Anybody but... Oh, right. That's right. Jeff doesn't like to choose for himself, so I'm going to pick for Jeff. There you go, Jeff. And while everybody else picks, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. TJ! We'll be right back.
Hey friends, listen up. Esports' most exciting game, Rocket League, is a sports action hit that combines driving and soccer for all the physics-based gameplay you can handle. More than 46 million players have already competed with online friends in Rocket League, and you should be next. Customize your car with hundreds of trillions of possible combinations and play with fans of all ages with groundbreaking cross-platform play on most video game systems. If you prefer to play with friends or family nearby, you can do that too with Rocket League's super fun four-player split screen feature. You can even play by yourself with an engaging season mode that offers multiple difficulties and team sizes. Rocket League has been nominated for more than 150 awards, and it starts at just $20, so it's a no-brainer to pick it up. Learn more at RocketLeague.com and download Rocket League today on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam PC. Rated E for everyone. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we did it. We're back. We did it. 4 name tags chosen out of thousands. And it was tough for everybody. What do you got there, Jeff? Who are you going to play on behalf of today?
I'm playing for Dan. Danimal House is what he wrote.
See, I was trying to tell you, Dan, at the beginning that this, comics will pick the shittiest name tags just because they're trying to be funny. And so congratulations on that working. No, I picked it for Jeff because Jeff does not want to pick himself because it's too hard to make a decision. So I pick for him, and I pick that bad one so that, Jeff, maybe someone will yell at Jeff later. I spent 7 hours putting your face over Brad Pitt's.
Ooh.
You've never looked better, Jeff. Who are you playing for, TJ?
I want to give honorable mention
Oh, okay.
To big hero Nicole. That was very sweet of you. Can I have a kiss on the cheek? And then,
TJ, while you're doing that, your mother-in-law brought me the donuts.
I mean,
that is a full-service mother-in-law.
That's part of life, you know. Give it up for Hermia, Hermione Gorney. I picked. I'm playing for. Who's? Yeah. But what's your name? Where is it? What? Oh, I get it. For Titanic. So, and this is Anna, and I'm not going to say what's on the back of here, but this is a picture of you and I in Titanic completing the, and you look like you're high and trying to go to sleep, and I look like an insane person. So, there, that was very nice of you, thank you. So, for
Titanic. That's probably what it would look like if you and I were on a cruise, especially the Titanic.
Titanic.
I would just be like, we hit an iceberg, all right, I'm going to get high and go to sleep.
And I'd be like, yeah! Danielle! Yeah, so I'm playing for Titanic.
Okay. This box of donuts, the donuts, some of them have letters on them, but I can't figure out what it's supposed to spell or anything. Oh, that's the flavor? So, like, if it's got B on top, what flavor is that?
Blueberry.
Banana? Blueberry? Who wants to guess with their mouth? Sorry, nice lady.
Well,
okay,
answer.
Here's one with the letter C on it. Cream? You sure about that? Who are you playing for, Cash?
Yeah, I couldn't find any posters with my picture on them.
They're out there.
Seems like
dude.
Most of them had either you or TJ. But anyway, that's what I found here. I found...
For the listener at home, we had a donut mishap.
I thought if I just dropped the box flat, they'd stay in there. That was the mishap. Jeff accidentally ate one. Who wants a stage donut? Okay, there's one more stage donut. It has a V on it. What is that? What is inside that one? It's a vegan one? All right, I'm going to throw it way back.
Is there some fucking Columbus donut code test that you all have taken?
Yeah, Doug, you have the most strangest, most wonderful crowd. I mean, like they just drop donuts on the ground and then throw them at people and they eat them.
I hope that person.
They don't give a shit.
I hope that person bites into that vegan one and is like, "Oh fuck, it's veal."
Oh man, that would be a fucking good donut.
This one says PB, so peanut butter.
Yeah.
No, dude.
Peanut butter.
Paul.
Nice catch.
Yep, that's gonna taste like Paul Blart. Delicious. Maybe it was protein bar. Give me that fucking donut, dude.
What letter do you think this is supposed to be? Is that an L?
Yeah, it's an L.
Okay, so this is Lady
Lavender?
Bird. Lasagna. What
lady
you
say?
Lavender?
I was gonna say Lady Bird.
All right. Lemon.
Oh.
Yeah, it probably is fucking lemon.
All right, well, apologies to the listener for so much donut throwing. But
know that a lot of people were happy.
So what's your name tag?
Yeah, mine's the Mike who loved me.
Yeah, and I'm
I thought my table would sing along with me, but they
we should have got
completely
you
left me behind.
Listen, your falsetto thing, take that to your own podcast.
Yeah. Dude, we should have got you for the Contraband soundtrack.
All right, Cash, so that's you're playing for Mike.
Yes.
And, who's Mark playing for?
I am playing for Land Before Tim.
Yeah, just nice. Throw it down on the ground.
That's cute. I love this movie. It's a great workout movie. It's about a whole bunch of dinosaurs doing cardio, and then they eat a salad at the end.
It's a perfect fucking workout.
So the movie ends before they become extinct?
I don't know. They eat a salad. I turned it off at that part.
Because they're probably going to live a long time if they're eating salads.
Yeah, they're probably still out there fucking eating salads now for all we know. Littlefoot and Sarah. It's fucking great, my way.
All right, let's play some games and win some prizes for some people.
Let's do this, Tim.
Yeah.
Titanic. Yeah.
Right?
It's Titanic.
Like
Anna. Titanic. Titanic.
Welcome to Doug Loves Phonetics.
Oh, that's what the... Forget it.
No, don't do it. Don't forget it, dude.
I forgot it already.
Okay.
Let's play. The first game we're going to play today is called Characters Welcome. And in this game, one guy over there, very excited. Yeah! I'm going to list off the characters in the credits of a motion picture, the end credits, kind of building up from the smaller parts to the bigger parts. And just guess as often as you like, just the people on stage. And the first person who gets the correct title wins the game.
Oh, boy.
Any pre-guesses?
Saving Private Ryan.
That's a great, great pre-guess.
Four brothers.
Dude, what a...
They'd both be terrific coincidences if I had put that down. But, Jeff, anything?
Deadpool 2.
Mark?
A river runs through it.
I'd ask you why, but we're running short on time.
Then I won't tell.
What movie has these characters in it? Terrifying Cop.
Lethal Weapon.
Straight out of Compton.
Wow, I didn't mean for this to become a social commentary.
A League of Their Own.
No.
Damn it.
This movie's also got someone named Jabba the Slut.
Mallrats?
Another character named Helen.
Oh, Tommy Boy.
Spaceballs.
There's someone called Pocket Rocket.
Mystery Man.
Is it...
Don't guess from the audience, please.
Mystery Man?
Yogi Bear.
3D.
3D.
I wouldn't do that to TJ. I wouldn't do a movie that he should recognize because he's in it and probably reads the credits a lot.
Constantly.
This movie's got a character named Bloody Holly.
The Happening.
Again, Mark, I wouldn't use one of your movies. Eva is Destruction is a character in this movie.
Army of Darkness?
Rosa Sparks.
What the fuck?
Whip It.
That is correct. It's Whip It.
Oh, nice.
Whip It.
Hot Tub Johnny Rocket, Iron Maiden, Maggie Mayhem, Smashley Simpson, Derby Attendee. Whip It from 2009. Yeah, good job. Our friend Harmar Superstar is in Whip It.
Oh.
Let's play, and Jeff gets to go first. Whose tagline is it anyway?
All right, let's do this shit.
And great job on these music cues in the booth. You're killing it. Whose tagline is it anyway? I'll say a tagline from a motion picture, and then you guys, I'll direct it to each of you individually, so you each get a shot at it, and we'll start with Jeff, and then go to TJ, and then Cash, and then Mark. So be ready for this one if the person sitting next to you doesn't get it right. Taglines are, you know, on the poster or trailer or wherever they put taglines. Jeff, what movie has a tagline? Oh, and there's a theme will emerge in this game. Jeff, what movie has a tagline? A lifetime of fun in just one night. And then it does not
office
say...
Office Christmas Party.
What?
Office Christmas Party.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
I'm trying real
I'm
hard.
I'm trying to get you to stop doing it.
I don't think it's working.
None of the answers are T.J. Miller related. I'll just tell all of you that. All
right, none of them.
Thank you.
Okay, okay.
I thought you were naming movies I turned down.
Oh! Oh!
It's true. He did turn down the lead role for Office Christmas Party.
And I was like, give it to Courtney B. Vance. So they did.
Did you ever get hurt riding down the sled on those steps?
No, they wouldn't let me do it. They
they CGI in your face?
No, it had to be a stuntman, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I did the ending where I like get I hit the file cabinet and then fall and then get up. And I did over and over. I threw myself against this file cabinet and then fell against the floor and got up and did it again and again and again. And then if you watch the movie, you never see me hit the file cabinet. So I was just some fucking asshole throwing myself against the file cabinet. And I feel for sure the directors were like, let's let him keep smashing himself against the fucking file cabinet. We're not going to use this, but goddamn, what a fucking idiot.
I got him to eat a shoe yesterday.
A lifetime of fun in just one night. TJ, what's your guess?
Lifetime of fun in just one night. I know what it isn't.
Professional voice.
I know what it isn't, but Groundhog Day.
Cass?
No, that wasn't the answer?
Nope. That the laughter was pretty much a sign.
Not even close.
The correct answer rarely gets a laugh.
Oh, I guess the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Lifetime of fun for one man, perhaps. One Grinch. Mark Wahlberg.
The best I can do here, Deb, which is usually better than everybody else. Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I think that kind of takes place over one night, but no, the answer is Adventures in Babysitting.
Fuck. Oh, that's really good.
That's some bullshit right there.
Fuck it.
This next one's not much better. Jeff?
Oh, fuck.
What movie has the tagline, Ready or Not?
Anybody else saying, Here I Come?
There isn't a movie
hide.
Called Here I Come.
You
and
can't
you
hide.
Can't hide.
You better run. Everybody was thinking that.
Yeah. They're gonna find you. That's the next line.
Yeah. What do you think, Jeff? Ready or not?
Fucking Mary J.
Tell us an answer whether you're ready or not.
I am not ready. Ready or not? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Just say Uncle Buck.
Ready Player One.
Is it Uncle Buck?
No.
The great.
TJ, what do you think?
Say the tagline again.
Ready or not?
Yeah, I know I'm ready.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Is it? We can't ask if it's recent. I mean, it should be that movie Tag.
Yeah, that would be Ready or Not would make sense for that. I think the actual tagline is John Hamm will touch your butt.
That's actually true.
Wait, in real life or the tagline
both.
For the movie Tag? what do you think, Cash?
I'm thinking Weekend at Bernie's 3.
This is a hard one.
I don't even know they got to 3. Mark?
People
the movie Go?
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Good work.
Usually is.
Yeah. No, for some reason, this is the Ready or Not's the tagline for 9 months.
You have plenty of time to get
ready. Jimmy.
Ready or Not, this is going to happen in about 3/4 of a year.
That should be for Knocked Up. Yeah. That's more Ready or Not.
Right?
Yeah, Here I Come.
All right, let's try another one. Jeff. When Jeff finishes giggling, it's his turn to go first once again with the tagline, She Will Rock Your World.
Her.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, but no. I'm lying. Wait. TJ?
Ready or Not, what was the tagline again? What is it?
A moment, she will rock your world.
A moment with her will rock all of the land.
Just she
time.
Will rock your world.
World.
Yeah.
to Spice World.
Oh, that would...
But that just with Sporty
just
Spice.
Just only Sporty is the only one that will rock your world. The others are more mellow.
We're getting Scary Spice. That shit is terrifying.
I just want to zig a zig.
What is that? Just zigging and zagging through traffic, and you get to where you want to go, and you're like, ah.
Cash.
How about the new Queen movie? Is it just called Queen?
Oh, it's called Bohemian Rhapsody, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, is that it?
No.
Did I get it?
Yeah, with Randy Mouth.
I don't think they'd say she about Freddie Mercury. It's a little rude.
I meant, but it's about Queen itself, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's more about
him.
That
one
I think it's more about
one.
Him, I think. Mark?
What's love got to do with it?
Yeah, okay. I think it more appropriate would be like, she will stop you from hitting her. She will get out of a toxic relationship. I guess that'd be a spoiler.
Yeah.
The answer to that one, it's kind of a trick one. She'll rock and roll.
Kind
of. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Man, fuck that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's not a girl either.
That's problematic. That's a fucking
problematic.
Yeah,
that's not a girl either.
Yeah.
That's a man in an old woman's dressing
exactly.
clothes.
Queen is a better
not
answer.
Not even because that's how he gender identifies. He's just being a like con artist dick.
Yeah.
No, he's trying to violate a judge's orders. A judge gave specific custody instructions, and he's violating them by pretending to be a British lady. It's a classic American tale.
I mean, you can trust a constitutional scholar.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, it's back to you again.
He has a tattoo of the periodic tables on his arm right there.
All right, so far we had Adventures of Babysitting, Nine Months, Mrs. Doubtfire, and now this one, Jeff.
Is this a game where just everybody is disappointed and loses?
It's not easy to win. People do sometimes, but also your answers are fun.
That's true, but there's a lot of very frustrated people in the audience. Like,
oh, there's people that know some of them, sure. But especially people who've caught on to what I'm doing in this game, I think. But maybe you guys have it. Jeff?
Yes.
Be there for the joy. Be there for the tears. Be there for each other. I was trying to make a sniffling sound, not a cocaine sound.
This
movie's a good one to do cocaine and watch. Jeff?
Be there for the joy. What the fuck?
Be there for the tears, man.
Is it Parenthood?
No.
That was my guess.
That was my fucking guess, dude. That was my fucking guess.
This is as close to being right as I'll ever get.
Yeah, what do you think, TJ? Do you have another one besides Parenthood?
I mean, I really thought it was Parenthood or another funny, completely antithetical film.
This isn't the tagline for This Is Us?
It's be there for the
TV
tears,
program.
The what?
The joy, the tears.
I think Straight Outta Compton.
The fears. The tears for fears. For each other. Be there for each other. Cash?
Grand Canyon?
Cash, that's a place.
It was a really cheesy movie. I thought maybe it had a cheesy tagline.
Yeah, it could. Sure, sure. Mark?
She's having a baby?
Oh, that's a very good guess. That is the tagline for Stepmom.
I was going to say Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Fucking Stepmom. All right, so we've got Adventures of Babysitting, 9 months, Mrs. Doubtfire, Stepmom. Now, this last one's the tiebreaker because you're all tied at zero. So to determine a winner of this game, I'm just going to say a tagline. The first one of you that comes up with the right answer, guess as often as you like. But between the four of you, whoever comes up with it first wins the correct title.
I love this game. And I want to thank you for having me on your podcast, Doug Benson.
Three men and a baby.
No pre-guessing. Although, we can't really take it.
Yeah, I bet he sticks with that, though.
Oh, I'm sticking.
You just might with this tagline. A family comedy without the family.
Three men and a baby.
No.
Home Alone.
That's correct.
Shit.
Jeff, it feels good, doesn't it?
Oh my God, yeah.
Every day of my life, it's like that.
Every day it's
every
like that?
Every fucking day.
Well, because he thinks every dog is saying his name.
What?
Mark! Mark!
Dude, that would be fucking trippy.
I saw a dog the other day.
I thought you would say.
It's so good to Walmart, answer questions.
Walmart! Walmart!
Walmart! Yeah, okay, dogs, you know what I'm talking about. Cats, take a break. I'm gonna touch all the bases on that one.
It's a one hitter.
Oh, shit. Let's determine a real winner.
We already have.
Jeff's doing great, but he gets to go first in Last Man Stanton. I'm going to get the name of probably two actors and actresses from a couple of audience members. We'll all take turns naming movies that person's been in. You can't think of one, you're out, but you get one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose one time. And say, please help me. And then hopefully last to another round. Yeah, it's real. Everybody's going to get real sweaty.
Yeah.
We doing cardio?
TJ's going to have to.
No, we're going to have some wings, though. That's how I get sweaty.
Yeah. That counts.
I trap myself in elevators.
Also, for the listener at home, there's a sheet cake on stage that no one has talked about. Yeah.
I really was about to say, like, I mean, what do we do with that? Can we throw the whole cake into the audience?
No, I think we take handfuls of it and just...
Oh, no, that's going to make such a mess. They got to clean up for your show tonight,
I'm just
TJ.
Joking.
I'm going to try to sneak it into the movies. I'm going to put it in my shirt and just be like, I go see Ant-Man and eat a fucking cake.
I'd like one for Ant-Man and the Wasp. What sheet cake?
That is so funny, the idea of just eating a whole sheet cake in a movie. It's like, fuck it. I had an entire... although it would be the saddest birthday.
Yep.
I think, especially if it was Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I mean...
Guaranteed Donnie's done it.
I mean, it would be the saddest birthday if I could only watch the second half of that Whitney Houston documentary.
Well, we all know how it ends.
All right, let's try to stop making the audience groan. And let's talk to the Henry All Allen. Is the Henry Allen here?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is up? What do you do, Henry Allen?
I work here.
You work here at the club? Oh, okay.
I would think just taking some time off.
I would think you wouldn't be encouraged to try to participate, yet here we are. Henry, what do you? What's the name you got for us? What do you suggest we play today?
Okay.
First of all, it's Idris.
And second of all, fuck you. That's one and two.
Or maybe is it Idris? I don't know. That's one of those confusing ones.
Fuck, I thought it was Idris.
That's one of those confusing ones like John Goodman. How do you say that? All right, so we've got...
Goodman.
Jean Goodman.
John Goodman.
We've got the Gettysburg Idris of Elba. We got to get a second name, right? We don't want to play just that name.
No.
Yeah. Where is Chadwick 85?
Chadwick, where you at?
Right here. He's working in the booth.
Fucking Henry again, I think. what's your name? Actual name, Chadwick?
Chad.
Okay. And,
it's Chad, motherfucker. What, do you think they call me Wick? Damn.
Wick would be pretty cool.
Yeah, Wick would be a pretty cool name to walk around. Not as cool as Cash, but, you know, as far as words that are things.
Wick is up there, Chad, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's above.
What's
Chad.
Your last name, dude?
Blakeman.
What?
Blakeman.
Blakeman?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, change your fucking name to Wick Blakeman. That is a fucking cool ass name.
Done and done.
Wait. Yeah. What's up? I'm Wick.
Blake the Wick Chadman.
Wick,
all right.
Blake.
What's your suggestion, Chad?
Robin Williams,
now there's one. There's,
yeah, Wick.
He's got a lot of titles.
Yeah, Wick Blakeman in the motherfucking place. Wick it up.
Fucking okay. WB, bro. Yeah. Fucking WB.
So we're going to switch the order up. Jeff's going to go first. I'm going to go second. Then we're going to go to Mark, Cash, and TJ. And I, you know, the only tip I can give you is use your lifeline early if you can, because if you wait too long, you know.
The person won't know.
Exactly.
Wick.
You'll both not know.
Wick, you can walk into a bar and just be like, let's get lit. I mean... I think you should consider the nickname and trying to push it. Yeah,
it's hard anyway. To push your own nickname, but
I know that's what I was gonna say. It's hard to do.
He just has to tell all his friends. I need you to listen to this specific episode of Doug Lowe's Movies. I'm not gonna get into why, but after it's over, I think our lives will both have changed.
I think you go look. A lot of people listen to this podcast, and they know me as Wick, so that's what I'm going by right now.
Yeah, that's what everybody's calling.
So
me.
Let's get fucking lit, dude. You know. And smell like lavender.
Hey, Wick, do you work here as well?
No.
Okay, he's already answering to Wick. I love it. Okay, so he's already stuck with Wick. Stick with Wick. in 2018, that's your campaign poster. Even though I assume you don't hold office, what do you do for a living?
Beer line cleaning.
Thank you. And do more of it.
What kind of cleaning?
Beer line, dude.
Beer line?
He rolls into a bar before they open up, cleans their beer lines, everybody says thanks, enjoys beer all night, and nobody thanks the man who made it possible.
Thank you, man. I don't mean to be crass, but he's the reason that you don't have diarrhea after a great night. So thank him on the way out.
Beer line cleaner.
Beer line cleaner.
Beer line cleaner.
Beer line cleaner.
Finally, they've been acknowledged.
Yeah, you're going to love that till the next episode when they switch out chanting Tate for beer line cleaner.
Wick. All right. All right, you guys. We know Jeff's going to win today, so just settle down. It's anybody's game. But Jeff, you start us off. The film, I'm going to write these down. We're just going to remember which ones we've said. Again, it's just between audience members. Please don't whisper or shout out any suggestions. Jeff, a movie with Idris Elba or a lesser-known film star, Robin Williams.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Okay. The reason I hesitate is because that's how Jeff usually greets a crowd.
I do.
It's his usual opener. He says, good morning, Vietnam.
I do a lot of small town radio.
Dude, we're changing lives today, dude.
Yeah,
Wick,
we really
Wick
are.
Got a new fucking really name. Are. Jeff got an opener for the rest of his life.
Finally. It's been so hard to start my shows. The Birdcage. Mark.
I will go with Thor Ragnarok.
Fuck.
Cast, yeah.
The World According to Garp?
Yes. Oh. Very good. That's a good one. TJ?
I've been thinking about this one all night. Mrs. Doubtfire. It just came to me. It came to me in a dream. In a waking dream.
All right, Jeff. I got one. Will Hunting.
Dude, I knew where you were going, and I fucking loved it.
1 hour photo.
World's Greatest Dad. That movie's hilarious.
Is that the World's Greatest Dad?
Is it the World's Greatest Dad?
Probably, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did they make Mork and Mindy into a movie?
Say it. Find out if you lose.
They really should have. I'm going to use my lifeline right now.
Movie?
I'm going to use my lifeline right now.
He's going Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie.
You were going with that?
Yeah, that was Eldest Albra movie. Is that right?
He is the eldest of the Albras.
TJ? You got this.
I know. The Netflix one.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. 7 Years a Slave? 11 Years a Slave?
No, fuck, what's that called?
What are we talking about?
How many years was that?
I know what he's thinking of. Came out 2 years
ago. Do you
want
to use your lifeline?
No, yeah, I want to use my lifeline.
What is your lifeline?
What is it? Ah, shit, that was the one I was thinking of. Patch Adams. Fantastic. Patch Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Anna. That's exactly what I was. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, Patch Adams.
Jeff.
Moscow on the Hudson.
Okay. That's interesting. I'm afraid of the chant that's going to happen after I say it, but let's do it anyway. Hook. It's a mix of Rufio and Tate.
Yeah, that was the original script. I was 12. It was.
I fucking love that movie.
Spielberg made it because I was having a real down year. Fifth grade was rough.
Remember that scene where that little kid gives Robin Williams Botox so he can see that it was really him?
No.
Is that your answer?
My answer is The Mountain Between Us.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
That was deep. That was a deep cut.
I saw that trailer. I was like, oh, it looks like Kate Winslet and Idris Elba are trapped on a mountain. It looks like they're probably going to get down okay.
I assumed one of them was going to have to eat the other. Is that not what it's about?
Spoiler alert.
I just thought of another horrible joke. Who's next?
I'm next. Can I have a vodka and soda up here? And another movie? Answer to this question. No, I'll have a... how about Night at the Museum?
Yeah. Good job.
Dead Poets Society.
What?
Wow.
Dead Poets Society. Right. All right, I'm going to say Cadillac Man.
Wow. Smooth. Jack.
Oh, snap.
That movie should have been called Smooth Jack. Because he's a man in a boy's body. Boy, that's smooth, Jack.
The 40-year-old virgin.
Mark.
The Fisher King.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm about to go out or not. This, like, for me, this show has really felt like one big misunderstanding, really. I thought I was watching movies. Apparently, I was just eating popcorn all the time. little cakes that I brought with me. But I'm going to throw it out there.
It's hard to memorize trivia while you're eating popcorn.
That's right.
You went to your lifeline already once, right?
I know, I did, so I'm just going to have
to
do
Cash,
this.
Hey, Cash, you can have my lifeline if you think it'll help.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Whoa.
That's right, Jeff.
Fucking A, Jeff. That's some big dick energy right there, motherfucker. That's some big dick energy. Fucking A, dude. You fucking do that, Tate.
I can't accept your kindness. I appreciate it, though. That was so nice kind of you. I want you to have it, because all I want for you is to
beat... I don't need it.
To beat this fucker right here.
Whoa.
First of all,
let's see what happens.
That's not how you talk to a national icon of world treasure. Second of all...
Or Mark Wahlberg.
Exactly. Second of all...
Okay, we got it.
I know.
We're running out of time, you guys.
Okay. Yeah, my guess would be the Black Panther.
There's no guessing. TJ?
No, I get to try that. Black Panther?
Black Panther, no. TJ? No.
He wasn't
so
in
close, though.
Can I use your lifeline?
Yeah, sure, man.
Okay.
He's over there, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Jumanji!
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 And second of all, I don't lose. I just choose to not win.
And you know what? I appreciate it. I accept that kindness. I'm not one of whatever you are. I'm not a gift horse man. I don't know the things you guys know. I know other things.
Okay, so give me an answer.
I mean, it was just Father's Day. That might help.
Yeah, he's in a movie called Father's Day. Good job.
Oh, shit, that was sneaky.
Night at the Museum, Battle for the Smithsonian. or of the Smiths. I might have fucked that up. I'm out. Mark.
Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah. Teach.
I'm
got one more lifeline. You can go to Danimal again.
Can I?
Yeah, you got two lifelines because Jeff gave you his.
Nah, he just got Jumanji from that dude. But
yeah, that was his first time he went to him, wasn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's
get one more.
One more.
You got another one, Dan? Oh, wait, who's his name tag? Sorry. It'll be his
Hey, relax, one. Asshole. All right? Jesus.
Danimal, sit this one out.
The toy.
Who's in the toy?
No, he's not in the
he's
toy.
Not in
no, I just lost.
Okay, you're out. Okay, you're out. Jeff?
Toys.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's how he does, dude. That's how he fucking does.
Tate.
Okay, Mark, this is very exciting.
Wait, did you go?
I'm out.
Okay, cool.
I said it wrong, I think.
This is show starting to cut into my fucking workout. Tim, go ahead.
Toy Story. Tim says Toy Story. I don't know why he says it, but that's what Tim is saying. Does Tim want to say other words?
Flubber.
What?
Flubber.
Flubber.
We'll take Flubber.
We're going Flubber.
Going Flubber. Going full flubs.
That was a close one. Jeff?
Aladdin.
Yeah. Fucking lamp rubber.
That's me?
Yeah.
Bicentennial Man.
Oh!
That's what I was...
Mark Wahlberg is in that movie.
What?
You kiss.
That's some classic cheating there. What else you got, Jeff?
Well, I'm over here sitting on the Survivors.
The Survivors, that's right. Mark?
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's a great title.
That was that McConaughey movie. Fuck, man. Surfers, fuck.
What the fuck was that movie called? I'm going to go with... Fuck it.
Okay.
Thor 2, whatever the fuck it's called.
I believe it's just called Thor 2.
Thor 2, then.
I bet he's in it, right? Idris, they don't ever go to...
Yeah, that's
oh, you're right, there is more words.
Yeah, it's like Thor Elysian Fields or something like that.
Yeah, there is more words. Jeff, do you want to tell us what those words are?
No, not for that second Thor movie. No, all thank right. you. But yeah, sometimes when I have insomnia, I don't have very many.
Oh,
insomnia.
Right? When I have insomnia, I don't get very many awakenings.
When I don't have insomnia, I go to the dark world. Thor 2, the dark world. Jeff Tate is our winner! How'd that dog get in here? Let's give the prize bag to your, where is it? Oh yeah, of course, Danimal, sorry. No wonder he was keeping track of your of TJ's lifelines. Like, he wanted Jeff to win, so he's like, he's already done fucking three of them.
Yeah, that was really right. Cool of you, man.
Super cool. Jeff Tate, do your plugs, please. Plug it out. We got to get going.
All right, next Friday, whatever. What the fuck day is it?
That'll be
the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th, and you're in luck. I'm playing a place called in Milford, Ohio, called By Gollies. Right? I gotta be clean.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't. I didn't get booked at By Goddammit's yet. I just got booked at By Gollies. But I graduated from By Gosh's already.
Shut up.
and then on August 2nd on doing a place called Central Cinema in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
All of that sounds cool. I've just never been.
Donut.
And I'm starting up. I got a podcast at the end of this month. It's at a place called Bogart's in Cincinnati and Short Pine.
Oh, yeah.
This is a new podcast with my brother. It's me and my brother. It's called Alter Tates. It's called Bombs Away Presents Alter Tates A Podcastrophe. It's got a lot of names. It's a podcastrophe. To alter the states of these tates, it's a podcastrophe. And that is on July the 28th, a Saturday.
All right, Jeff Tate, everybody.
All right. Since we're doing it, I'm on a national tour. So Governor's in Levittown, New York on the weekend of July 14th. July 21st is in Cincinnati Funny Bone, another Cincy deal. My uncle's wake is on July 28th. Yeah, no, yeah.
What's the drink minimum there?
Yeah.
No drink minimum, but you got it's BYOW. Bring your own wafers. Syracuse Funny Bone, August 11th. August 18th is Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook. August 25th, Helium Comedy Club in Portland. And the rest of the dates are on TJMillerDoesNotHaveAWebsite.com.
TJMillerDoesNotHaveAWebsite.com.
Yeah! And Cashing In's podcast is excellent. So tune in to Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Yeah, tune in to Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Yeah,
also,
Cash, what do you got?
Yeah, real quick, a bunch of dates on my website, a lot of club dates.
If you need
to
know more, you can cash them out.
Cash Levy. That's right, cashlevy.com. But
can't believe I thought of that one right at the gun. We're just done.
Right at the
finally
gun.
Came up with that one.
But the only one I really care about to really mention for sure, I'm doing a charitable event that I wanted people to know about in Modesto, California, if there are listeners out there. You have some fans out there. Alexa's Appeal for Craniofacial Awareness. I've done it for a few years over the years, and it's a great cause, and I'm doing it September 22nd, just to get out ahead of it. And the other dates are on my website. I got a bunch of club dates coming up the next 3 months.
Right on. Thank you, Cash. And really, really, really quickly, because we're right up against it, the show has to be done at 6 o'clock, because the headliner of the next show here at the club will fly into a rage. If shit's running behind schedule. They actually said to me, like, end right at 6, and I go, well, TJ's the next show, so if TJ wants to keep
talking...
Yeah,
we could run right into
let's
it.
Let's run right
know?
Through. But,
I'm fine with it. I'm just gonna show Transformers 4 Age of Extinction, or as I now think of it, Transformers.
Right. That's what they should have done. Mark Wahlberg, what do you have to plug? You got anything coming out?
Yeah, dog.
Whoa, what's happening?
Dude, we've had a lot of good times on this show, right?
We sure have.
Like, we joked around and we had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I gotta tell you something, dude.
What do you have to tell me? Hurry up. That's what I have to tell you.
I'm just a comic.
What? What does that mean?
I'm just a comic.
What's happening?
Daniel Van Kirk.
What the fuck? What the hell?
Dude, it started as a bit. Rory Scovel dared me to do this. And we just kept going.
What, you're
and
Dan
then I tried
Van,
to quit.
I know you. Dan Van Kirk from the Sklar Brothers. I can't believe after all these years.
I tried to quit a year ago, and Tate was like, dude, do it for another year. Let's see how long it goes. Doug has no idea. I'm really sorry.
That could be a new podcast.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
That felt like Mission Impossible, didn't it?
It really did.
Yeah, they put the top of their faces off.
I feel so seen right now.
Yeah, you really are a very talented man. I can't believe I fell for it for all this time. And I apologize to all the listeners. I'll talk to the corrections department.
That
we'll
was
go
you.
Through and scrub your game and every episode you've been
I told
on.
You to do it. For, I thought you said, I thought you were like, I'm not going to do the show anymore. And I was like, but Mark, you should keep doing the show. You're that guy from the...
Yeah, that was me, Dan, the whole time. That wasn't Mark Wahlberg.
Wait, so Jeff, you're just finding out now too?
Well, yeah, I thought he just was going to stop doing the show. You took me to the Two Guns premiere.
Yeah, we just went and saw the movie Two Guns.
What?
Wait, you just went back into character.
Yeah, no, it's just in my voice. I
it's
can't
a part of
it.
You.
Yeah, sometimes I yell and whisper at the same
All
time.
Right. Well, do you does Dan Van Kirk have anything to plug?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hi, guys. I'm a comedian, Daniel Van Kirk.
Hey, Daniel.
I love all of you people. Thanks for joking around with me. You can see me July 15th at the Bug Theater in Denver, Colorado. I am co-headlining with John Roy in Denver, Colorado at the Bug Theater on July 15th.
So hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
Earn this.
Okay.
One more time for all of my guests. Thank you. Thank you, Columbus Funny Bone. Always a treat to come here. And as always... Rose not moving over for Jack is a shithead. It's on the Titanic one. There really was enough room on that fucking thing for both of them to be on it. My ball sticking to my leg on a hot day is a shithead. Yeah, my ball sticking to Rose on a hot day is a great thing. I don't get this, but you guys will probably respond accordingly. Anyone who says the Ohio State University.
Join more than 46 million players in esports' most exciting game, Rocket League. Download Rocket League today and revel in the high-powered hybrid of arcade soccer and driving with a customization system that can't be missed. Available now starting at $20 for the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam PC. Rocket League, rated E for everyone!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room